brought to you by Penguin.
Back to School by Jack Sheffield. Read by Jack Sheffield. Prologue. I counted them. There were 29 strangers. We had gathered in County Hall on a warm June morning in 1969 for a so-called pool interview for teaching posts in the West Riding of Yorkshire. The tiny village school where I had begun my teaching career was about to close, and I needed a new job. There had been late resignations in other schools, so there were posts to fill before the summer holiday commenced. It was a time of change. I was nearly 24 years old, and the unknown awaited me. Suddenly, a door opened, and a woman with all the charm and appearance of an East German interrogator appeared with a clipboard. "You will be seen in alphabetical order," she announced in a strident voice. "If successful, you will report to room 16 on the first floor for processing." It sounded vaguely Orwellian. Hushed conversations disturbed the motes of dust that hovered in a shaft of sunlight from a skylight window. It was a room of bleak walls, dark mahogany furniture, and the engaging atmosphere of a funeral parlour. I looked around and gave a strange smile to the attractive young woman sitting opposite. She resembled the pop singer Sandy Shaw, with her long straight brown hair and centre parting. In a fashionable blue midi dress, she appeared remarkably relaxed. Miss Clipboard scanned the list of names. Then she looked up. "Miss Penelope Armitage." The woman who had caught my eye stood up, slung her crochet string bag over her shoulder, and walked confidently into the interview room. The interviewees never reappeared. I guessed there was another stairway to the first floor. Finally, it was my turn. The fearsome lady reappeared, like an annoying cuckoo clock. "Mr. Jack Sheffield," she shouted. I followed her to another room, and she looked me up and down. She was clearly unimpressed with my gangling 6'1" frame, unruly brown hair, wide flowery tie and flared trousers that flapped like windswept sails. "Through there," she instructed, and pointed to a pair of imposing doors. "The chairman is Mr. Hardcastle. He's a local councillor on the Education Committee." I walked into a large, smoke-filled room where a panel of 6 men in ill-fitting suits faced me from behind a huge desk. I looked for a chair, but there wasn't one, so I stood there facing them. It was reminiscent of William Yeams' painting, "And When Did You Last See Your Father?" depicting the son of a royalist being questioned by parliamentarians during the English Civil War. Happily, the interview was brief and to the point. I was clearly part of a production line. Their task was to make sure all the schools in the area had a full complement of teachers. Mr. Hardcastle, a balding man smoking a pipe, was looking at my letter of application.
"I see you're a sportsman, Mr. Sheffield."
"Yes, I'm keen on all sports. I play rugby for Upper Wharfdale. Good team," he said knowingly. A man with a narrow weasel face at the end of the row stubbed out a cigarette and leaned forward.
"Norman Little needs a sporty young man in his top junior class."
The others nodded in agreement. A rotund man placed his cigar in one of the communal ashtrays.
"He's already got that Miss What's-her-name."
The chairman scanned the list of schools before him.
"You're right, Arthur, but he needs someone in the top juniors, preferably a man."
Arthur nodded knowingly.
"Yes, for a bit of discipline."
The chairman scribbled on a postcard and handed it to me.
"Well done, Mr. Sheffield. Successful interview. You'll do fine."
He pointed to a narrow staircase in the far corner of the room.
"Take this postcard to room 16.
On the first floor was a long corridor leading to a large room. It was full of desks, behind which clerical assistants were completing a form-filling
Sample complete. Ready to continue?